Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim, Daf Tes Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis at the banner of the Amud at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shvur Sheni Yashan. If somebody makes a shvur that he will not sleep, Sheni Medaber, or he makes a shvur that he will not speak, Sheni Mahalach, that he will not walk, Asur, in all these situations, the shvur is considered a valid shvur. For as we have been learning, a neder is an esach heftza. It has to be effective on a tangible item. Sleeping, walking, talking are not tangible items. And therefore, as we learned in the previous year, the neder cannot be valid midaraisa. On the other hand, a shvua is an isagavra. It's that the person obligates to do something or not do something, and therefore it can be effective even on a davish ein by mamish, even on a non-tangible item, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us that these various shvuas are considered valid shvuas. Continues the Mishnah in going back to Hilchis Nedarim. If somebody says carbon la'aychalach, carbon I shall not eat of yours, har carbon shaychalach, or he says the wording of har carbon shaychalach, and as we learned earlier, when somebody uses the words ha carbon, we understand it to mean that he's making a shvua to by the life. He's making a nether by the life of the carbon, which is not an effective way to make a nether. Like carbon, loy oichalach, or he says like carbon, I shall not eat of yours. In all these situations, mutter, these are not considered valid nedarim. Says the Gemara, Mani Misnisen, whose opinion is our Mishnah? Rameihi. It's obviously the opinion of Ramei. For as we already learned in the previous parak, there's a machloikus Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. If for a neder to be effective by hatfasa, do we have to have the prefix of the chaf? Ramei holds we don't. Rabbi Yehuda holds we do. Our Mishnah, which says carbon l'oichalach is a valid nether, follows the opinion of Ramea. The Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we just explained, l'shanalei doesn't make a difference. Carbon l'shanalei ha carbon, in all these situations, since he didn't say ki carbon, it's not a valid nether. Ema seifa, however, asked the Gemara if we're going to explain that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Ramea, why in the Sefer does it say that if somebody said l'karben l'aychalach mutter, it's not a valid nether, v'tnan, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel that Ramea says if somebody said l'karben l'aychalach Ramea oyser, Ramea holds it's a valid nether. V'am Rab Abba, and Rab Abba in explaining Ramea's opinion in that Mishnah said, because we understand the neder to be saying nasa koimer, as if the person said l'karbon yehei, this item should be like a carbon, and l'fikach l'aychalach, and therefore I should not be allowed to eat of it. So how, if we're saying that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Ramea, our Mishnah says l'karbon l'aychalach is mutter, on Daf Yud Gimel Ramea said l'karbon l'aychalach is not a neder, answers the Gemara l'kasha, we could reconcile the two Mishnayos. Hada Amma La Carbon, Hada Amma Le Carbon. And as we've explained previously, there are two ways of explaining the Gemara, really saying the same. If the person said Loy Le Carbon, or he said La Carbon, with a Pasach under the Lamed, we take it to mean La Carbon. What he's trying to say is, it should not be a carbon, and Loy Oichalach. And if what I won't eat from you won't be a carbon, what I eat from you will be chulin, and therefore it's not a nether. Hada Amar lik carbon, but if he says lik carbon, then we explain as Rab Abba explained, and that's what we say is the Mishnah saying on Daf Yud Gimel lik carbon. If this should be a carbon, and therefore or like a carbon, and therefore la'echalach I may not partake of it. The lo'i have a carbon carbon, but when he says loy le carbon, we say he means loy have a carbon comer. It's not a carbon, and therefore it's not a carbon I may not eat. If what I eat is a chulin, and therefore Ramei will also agree that it's not a valid neder. Continues the Mishnah. Shvua loy oichalach. If somebody says a shvua that I will not eat of yours, ha shvua shoichalach. Or if somebody uses the words ha shvua shoichalach, and as the Rishonim explain, even though we just learned in the previous Mishnah that if somebody said ha carbon, we say what he meant to say is that he's swearing by the life of the carbon, and since that is not a valid means of affecting a nether, therefore it's a nether. Here, explained the Rishonim, nobody swears by a shvua. Nobody could possibly mean when he says the words ha shvua, I swear by the life of the shvua. It must just mean, and then when somebody says ha shvua, he's saying this is a shvua, and therefore by a shvua it would be effective shvua. Lo shvua lo eichloch, what I will not eat is not also b'shvua, but what I do eat will be also b'shvua. In all these cases, also the shvua is a valid shvua. And the Rishonim explain why when somebody says, as we just explained, our Mishnayis represent the opinion of Rameya, and according to Rameya, he does not follow the concept of Mechlal Lav Atashmehein, and therefore they try to understand why is Lo Shvua Lo Eichloch a valid Shvua? Isn't that a Shvua only because we're saying Mechlal Lav Atashmehein, which Rameya doesn't subscribe to? So there are a number of answers given by the Rishonim. One answer given by Tosfos is that shvuas are more serious, are more chomer, more stringent than nedarim, and therefore, even though by nedarim, Rameya does not follow the concept of mechlalav atashmehein, by shvuas he does. The Ran, and really the Ran spoke about this in the previous perek, explains it this way. He says that by Shavuos, the reason when we spoke about Rameya not holding a Mechlal Lav Atashmehein, and we said that where does Rameya know that from? From the Dinim of Tanoim. The Ran asked that isn't that a din only by Dinei Mamonis, not by Dinei Yisurim, and Neder are Yisurim? So the Ran answered that although Neder themselves fall under the category of Asurim, since as we've been explaining, Neders, Nedarim, by definition are an Issa Cheftza, so there's always an object involved in a Neder. The object is obviously a Dovish of a Mammon, it has monetary value. So every Neder, says the Ran, has in it a component of Mammon, and therefore Rameya says, we don't say Mechlal Lav Atashmehein. However, our Mishnah, explains the Ran, is speaking about Shavuos. Shavuos are an Isser Gavra. There is no object involved specifically when we make a Shavuos. It only involves the person obligating or saying that he won't do something, and therefore it's pure Isser. When the category of what speaking about is Isser, there Ramei does subscribe to the concept of Mechlal Lav Atashmehein. And Rav David Pavarsky goes on to explain that even though we learned in the previous year, and we will learn later in Mitzvah Shem in today's year, that Midrabonon, a nether is effective even on something she'ein by mamish, and therefore somebody made a nether that he won't sleep, even though Midaraisa, it's not a valid nether, Midrabonon, it is a valid nether. So we see that it's possible to have Nedarim without any object. And therefore, says Reb David, why isn't the Ran going to retract from his position and say if we can have Nedarim without an object in mind, therefore we should say that by Nedarim too, Ramei will agree that it's Isser, and we should say Mechlal Lav Atashmehein. Explains Reb David Pavarsky that neder is, as we explained, only valid Midrabonim. It can't be, he says, that we should be more stringent by a neder which is only valid midrabanan versus a neder which is valid, which is a deraisa neder. So since by every deraisa diga neder, we have to have a dovish of a moment, we have to have a cheftza, so even though by the rabbanan diga neder we don't, we certainly cannot treat a neder midrabanan more stringently than we treat a neder midiraisa. Says a Gemara, mitchlal, from our Mishnah that said, if somebody said, Shvuah Sha'oichalach, it's an effective neder. It's an effective neder saying that he will not eat. So we see that when somebody says the word Sha'oichalach, it means, Techloi Achel Namashma. It means that he won't eat. I asked the Gemara for a minu, the Mishnah says, in Mesech the Shvuas, on Daf Yotes on the base. The Torah says, Nefesh kishava, kisishava, levate b'sfosayim, lahora olahetiv, l'chol ashiyavata ha'odom b'shvua. So the Torah here speaks about a shvuas bitui, that a person makes a voluntary shvua, and the Torah speaks about lahora olahetiv, to do something into the future, that is lahora, which is bad, or lahetiv, which is good. Teaches us the Mishnah there, Shvuah Taim Shinarba. Midaraisa, the Torah speaks about Lahora, doing something bad, Lahaitav, something good. What is the example of something good? Sha'oichel, that I will eat. What is the, that's the Lahaitav. What's the Lahora? Vishloyoichel. Shein Arba, Chazal went and said that although the Torah only explicitly speaks about two cases, there are really four cases. Because we also say that a shvuas bitui could evolve the past. Shochalti, somebody makes a shvu that he ate, or shloyachalti, he makes a shvu that he didn't eat, and the Torah says that if these shvuas turn out to be false shvuas, the person is chayv a carbon oil of a yoilet. Says the Gemara, midakama shloyachal, when the Torah uses shloy, when the Gemara, the Mishnah, uses shloyachal as the example of lahara, when the person says sha'ochal, that means I will not eat. Sha'chalti v'shloyachalti, then it says that I did eat and I did not eat. Mechlal sha'ochal dachil namashna. Oichal means that I will eat. Shloyachal is the example of lahara, that I will not eat. Sha'ochal is the example of lahetiv, that I will eat. So we see that when somebody uses the word sha'oichel, it means that he will eat. So how does our Mishnah say that sha'oichel means that he will not eat? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, sha'oichel shtei lashonis mashma. The word sha'oichel can mean one of two things. And we have to see the circumstances under which he used the word. And the Gemara explains, Hay misarvin bo lechol. If somebody being pressured to eat, Vama chilna chilna, and he says to the person inviting him, yes, I'll eat by you, the su. And furthermore, not only does he tell the person who's inviting him to eat by him that I'll eat, he goes and says, shvuah shoichel, I'll make a shvu that I will eat. That we take to mean the chilna mashna, that he will eat. However, Aval Omar, if somebody was inviting me to eat by him, and I said to the person, I don't want to eat by you, I'm declining. I said, lo yachilna, lo yachilna, I refuse to eat. The su, and then I said, furthermore, shvua sha'oichel, and then I said these words, there we take it to mean, the lo yachilna kama. What I was saying is, I'm saying a shvua, shvua sha'oichel, do you think I'm going to eat by you? I'm not going to eat by you. And therefore, explains Abaya, that's the circumstances of our Mishnah, and that's why in our Mishnah, when somebody says, Shvuah Sha'oichel, it's taken to mean that he will not eat. However, as the Ran says in Amud Beis, if the circumstances point to Sha'oichel, meaning I will not eat, as we just explained, we take it that way. However, if there are no circumstances to point us in any direction, then certainly we say sha'oichel means that he will eat. And that's how Abaya explains the Mishnah and answers the contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos. Rav Ashi Omar, sha'oichel de shvua, When somebody said she'oichel, really what our Mishnah is saying is, he didn't say the word she'oichel. She'oichel means that he will eat. What he said in our Mishnah was, she'oichel kama, that he will not eat. And since he said he will not eat, that's why the shvur means that he's making sure that he won't eat. Ask the Gemara, if he said in our Mishnah, she'oichel, that he will not eat, pshita, it's obvious that's what he's saying. And Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush? Why does our Mishnah have to teach us that the din in such a circumstances is that it's not a shvur? Answers the Gemara, Madatema Mekim Lishnahu. Really, the person wanted to say She'oichel. But instead of saying She'oichel, his speech got sort of disconnected, and he said She'oichel. Diskalei, he stumbled in his speaking. And he said She'oichel instead of saying She'oichel. Kamash Malon teaches us the Mishnah that when he says She'oichel, She'oichel, we take it for what it means, and we take it that it means he will not eat. And there are a number of pshatim how to understand this in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim explain that since typically when somebody wants to say that he will not eat, he says She'oichel. Here he used the atypical terminology of She'oichel. So perhaps we should certainly believe that he really meant to say She'oichel. That's why our Mishnah says, no. If we heard him say She'oichel, we understand that that's what he means, and even though he didn't use a typical terminology. However, we have here a very big machlokes rishonim. What will happen if we heard him say She'oichel, and he comes and says, as our Mishnah suggests, may be the case, as our Gemara says, perhaps may be the case, that I really meant to say She'oichel, and the words did not come out clearly. Will we believe him or not? Many Rishonim, the Ritva, and other Rishonim say we certainly will believe him. The Rosh says that that's exactly what our Gemara is teaching us. That if we heard him say She'oichel, and then he comes and says, I meant to say She'oichel, we will not believe him. Ask the Achroinim on the Rosh, that the Gemara says, and the Rosh paskins this way, that if somebody said a neder that he will not eat paschitim, wheat bread, and he comes immediately and says, I didn't mean wheat bread, I really meant to say pasoirim, I just misspoke in saying wheat bread, we believe him. So they ask, the same Rosh, where a person said clearly paschitim, allows the person to correct himself and say, I meant pasoirim, why over here doesn't the Rosh allow him to change from saying, when, even though I heard him say She'oichel, we should believe him when he says, I meant to say She'oichel? Says the Karban Nesano, that the din, that we allow a person who said Paschitim to correct himself and say, I meant Pasoirim, is only if the person corrected himself Toch Kedei Dibur of his declaration. And there, the Rosh will agree that the person has a right to correct himself. Our case, where the Rosh says we don't allow the person to correct himself, is La'achik Ta'idiba. But I saw from the Shavs of Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozna says a very big chiddush in explaining this Rosh. He says, what would be the halacha if a person comes to Bezdin and says that a certain food is kosher? And two Edim come to Bezdin and say, we know that this food is not kosher. What is the halacha? Says the, everybody knows the halacha is, we follow two edim versus one aid. And therefore, even the person who's saying that the food is kosher would not be believed versus the two edim who are saying that the food is not kosher. Says the Shevet Alevi, that's only in public. I'm saying the food is kosher, even though two Edom are saying the food, and two Edom are saying it's not kosher. Bezdin followed what they said, and I may not publicly eat that food. But what about in the privacy of my home? I know that the food is kosher. May I eat the food or not? So he says I would be allowed to eat the food. Says Rav Volzner, the same thing here. Somebody made a neder and said She'oichel. He comes and he tells Bezdin, I didn't really mean to say She'oichel. I meant to say She'oichel. The Rosh says, He can't correct himself. But he can only not correct himself, says the Rosh, publicly. Publicly, he will not be allowed to eat the food. But privately, the Rosh will agree, since he knew what he wanted to say, what his intention was to say, he would be allowed to eat it. Says the Gemara, Abaya lo omer tam krav Ashi. Abaya did not explain the Mishnah as Rav Ashi explained the Mishnah. The lo k'tani shi'oichel. Abaya says that the wording of the Mishnah should be shi'oichel, but that's not what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says shi'oichel. However, says the Gemara, Rav Ashi nodi mitam da Abaya, and Abaya deviated from Abaya's pshat. Why didn't Rav Ashi agree with Abaya's pshat? Says the Gemara, because kasover. Rav Ashi says that just like Abaya says that the word sha'oichel, as we explained earlier, could carry two meanings based on the circumstances, similarly, shloyoichel nami machna shtela shonis. The word shloyoichel could carry with it two meanings depending on the circumstances. And explains the Gemara. Hoy masavim balechel. They're pressuring someone to eat. Vama loyachilna, loyachilna. And the person says, will I not eat? Will I not eat? Vama nami shvua. And then he makes a shvua and he says, ben sh'oichel, ben sh'loyoichel. Since his certainly intention was to eat, hadin, even though he used the wording shloyachilna, we say achilna mashna omer. He certainly meant that he would eat. Vikum trutz nami. And we could also say, Lishna shvua shloy oichel. We could also, as the word simply mean, when somebody says the word shloy oichel, shvua d'leichel nekomer. Again, depending on the circumstances, we have to sometimes say shloy oichel means he will eat, shloy oichel means that he won't eat, and again, we would say that if we don't have any circumstances pointing any direction, we certainly would say shloy oichel means that he will not eat. So asks Rav Ashi on Abaya, just like our Mishnah teaches us that the words Shvua Sha'oichel can, even though we always would assume means that he will eat, given certain circumstances mean that he will not eat, similarly we should say that when somebody says Shvua Sha'oichel, it depends on the circumstances and it may indeed mean that he will eat. Why didn't our Mishnah make that point just like it made the point by Shvua Sha'oichel? That's why Rav Ashi doesn't agree with Abaya's Pshat in the Mishnah, and he says El Tana Pascha, both the Tana Masechta Shvuas and the Tana Masechta Nedarim hold Shvu Sha'oichel, when somebody used the word Sha'oichel, it always means Dachil Namashna, that he will eat, and when somebody uses the word Shloyoichel, Loyoichel Mashman, always means that he won't eat, not like what Abaya says that we view the circumstances. That's why Rav Ashi did not agree with Abaya's understanding of our Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah. Zeh chayim b'shvus b'nedarim. There is a stringency by shvus over nedarim. The Gemara in a moment will explain what this means, this line means. The chayim b'nedarim b'shvus. And there's a chumra by nedarim over shvus. Ketzat. Omar, if somebody says, kainim sukkah shani oisa. He makes an edit that I won't make a sukkah. Lulav shani noitel. I won't take a lulav. Tefillin shani meniach. I won't put on tefillin. The nether under those circumstances is effective. Nedarim osur. And he would not be allowed to put on the tefillin, take the lulav, sit in the sukkah. However, b'shvuas, if somebody made such a shvua, the loch is mutter. It would not be a valid shvua. Shein ishbon laver ala mitzvahs. As we're going to learn in the Gemara, a shvua to violate a mitzvah is not a valid shvua. Although it's not a valid shvua, the halach is still, if somebody made such a shvua, he would get malchus for making a shvua shav, l'sisa shem elokecha l'shav. The Shamlin Adorim points out that the Mishnah seems to be somewhat inconsistent. The Mishnah gave three examples of when we have a nether, levatel as a mitzvah, to transgress a mitzvah that's effective. Kind of sukkah shani oisa, lulav shani noitel, tefillin shani meniach. So ask the shalm in the dorim. Tefillin shani meniach means I won't put on tefillin. Lulav shani noitel means I won't take the lulav. Sukkah shani, which is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin. The mitzvah is to take the lulav. Sukkah shani oisa is not referring to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to make the sukkah. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. So the Mishnah is being inconsistent. And furthermore, he says, if somebody makes such a nether, so he won't make a sukkah. But that's not levatal's a mitzvah, so he'll sit in a sukkah that he didn't make. So some want to explain that the Mishnah is trying to teach us that making a sukkah is also a mitzvah. However, the Shaman Adarim says when somebody says sukkah shani oisa, what he's trying to say is that I don't want to have any connection to a sukkah. What he says is sukkah shani oisa, I don't want to have any connection to sukkah in any way, whether it's standing or not standing, and that's why it's similar to lulav shani noita and tefillin shani mineach, which would seem to be a neder levatal as a mitzvah, but we're saying is a valid neder. The Paiskim and the Mefarshim also point out that actually there are other dinim that are differences between Nedarim and Shvuos. We know that by Nedarim there's a concept of Hatfasa, by Shvuos there is no concept of Hatfasa, and there are other halachas that differentiate them, which our Mishnah doesn't list. Explains the Torah that all of the differences that exist between the Nedarim and Shvuos could all be reduced to what we've been explaining all along, that the Nedarim are an Issa Cheftza and Shvuos are an Issa Gavra. And then if and that, he says, is what the Mishnah means to teach us. And then if we'll take any halacha that we find is an area of difference between the Nedarim and Shvuos, we'll be able to explain it by understanding the difference between Issa Cheftza and Issa Gavra. For example, the halacha of Hatfasa. Hatfasa means that this chayfetz that I'm making a neder on should have the same din as this other item, which is osa b'neder. That's when we're referring to a chefza, to an item, by a neder. By a shvur, we're not referring to an item, we're referring to the person, and therefore a hatfasa is not possible. The Mefarshim ask that our Mishnah is teaching us that a neder, levatel es a mitzvah, is a valid neder. Ask the Mefarshim, why don't we say essay doichalaisa say? For example, there's an essay to put on tefillin. So why don't we say that the essay of putting on tefillin should be doichalaisa say of layachal devaroi, and therefore, even if the nether is effective, the person should be allowed to put on tefillin. So the simplest teretz that I saw is from the Keren Oira, that says that the only time we apply the concept of essay doichalaisa say is where we have no other option. But since by Nedarim we have the option of being matan neder, and therefore we won't have to rely on essay doichalaisa say, we don't apply that concept. The Rashba answers that in every neder, besides the loisa say of layachal dvaroi, there's also an essay of kechol hayoytz mipiv yasa. So even though there's a halacha of ein es of essay doichalaisa say, the halacha is also ein es doichalaisa say v'asay. And since every neder carries with it a loisa say v'asay, therefore we can't apply the concept of essay doichalaisa say. But there's another explanation given by Rav Shimon Shkop. Before we explain what Rav Shimon says, I'd like to say over a vart from the Avnei Nezer that explains the difference between neder and shvua, and why a neder levatel as a mitzvah is effective versus a shvua levatel as a mitzvah which is not effective. He explains that in the Torah we find that there are certain foods that may not be eaten, but the reason and the why behind those two different isurim speak volumes. We have, for example, macholos asuris, foods that are not kosher. A person is not allowed to eat those foods because a person who's of Klal Yisrael is on a madrega, on a higher madrega, and he's not allowed to eat these foods that are not kosher. Then we have foods like truma, that a Yisrael, the halacha is, may not eat truma. There it's just the opposite. The Yisrael is on a lower madrega. He's not on a high, the food is on a higher madrega than he is, and therefore he may not partake of that food. Says the Avnei Nezer, When somebody makes a neder and he says that this food should become asr, what is he saying? What he's saying is that this regular kosher food should be kekarbon. It should come to a higher madrega. And he may not have the right to eat that food. Says Davni Nezer, the chiddush that the Torah taught us by Nedarim is that every person could apply that, could create that level of kedusha to anything, that it should become like truma, it should become like kachim, it should become like carbon, and he's not allowed to eat it. And therefore, when a person says that the sukkah, the tefillin, the lulav are to him like a carbon, he's no longer on a madrega that he could be nana, partake from these items. On the other hand, what does a shvuah say? A shvuah says that the person takes upon himself an obligation that he will or won't do something. The obligation that he will or won't do something cannot be effective if he has a prior obligation to do it. He can't make an obligation, I won't wear tefillin, when he has a prior obligation that already requires him to wear tefillin. Now, if we take this vort of Davni Nezer, which is actually the same concept said by Rav Shimon, we could say it regarding why we don't say Esa Doichaloi Sasei by Nedarim. Because as we just explained, what does the neder accomplish? What the neder accomplishes is that this sukkah, these tefillin, are now on a higher madrega, they're like truma and kachim. And I, the Israel, may not partake of them under any circumstances because they're now in that category. Says the Gemara. Chaymer. Our Mishnah began with the words, Chaymer be Shvuas b'medadarim. Pasha Pshat, the Mishnah, this third Mishnah that we learned today, reflects back to the two, to the previous Mishnahs. It goes back to the Mishnah that we started today, that said that by Nedarim, if somebody said the words Karban lo yachalach, ha karban shaychalach, lo karban lo yachalach, mutter. Whereas by Shvuas we learned, the next Mishnah we learned today, Shvuah lo yachalach, ha Shvuah shaychalach, lo Shvuah shaychalach, asr. And the Mishnah uses the words Chaymer b'Shvuas from the Darim, which seems to be saying that the Shvuah is a Shvuah, the Nether is a Nether, but the Shvuah is more stringent than the Nether. But ask the Mishnah, that's not what we learned today. We learned in the first Mishnah today that when somebody used these ineffective terminology by Nedarim, v'motiktani, that it's in b'chlal not a nether. Not that the nether is a weak nether. It's not a nether at all. Says the Gemara, a sefer d'idach b'b'ktani. Our Mishnah is referring back to what we learned on the Fudal Ramah Beis. Where we learned, somebody said, Shvuah sheni yoshin sheni medaber, Shenim Halach, we learned, is Osir, it's not a good nether. Mash Enkein ben Nedarim, we said, if somebody made such a nether, as Ravina explained in the previous year, that even though Midaraisa, it's not a valid nether, because the nether is not on a tangible item, Midrabonon, it's a nether, and that's what the Mishnah says, Zechheimer b'Shvuas Midarim. Because by Shvuas, such a Shvuah, is a valid shvuah midaraisa. By Nedarim, it's only valid midrabbanan. Now, says the Ran, how do we explain the last words of our Mishnah that said, what do you call it, that zeh choymer b'nedarim b'shvuas, that we said that a neder levatel as a mitzvah is a good neder, but a shvuah levatel as a mitzvah is not a shvuah? What's the word chaymer, which seems to imply that it is a valid shvuah? We just finished explaining, and we'll explain more in a moment, that it's entirely not a valid shvuah. Answers the Ran, that since, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, that even though when one makes a neder, levatel as a shvuah, the shvuah is entirely not valid, but the person still gets malchus because he was over the lav of Lysisa Shem Alakach Lashav, he made a Shavuah Shav. That's what the Mishnah says. Zech Chaimim the Darm B'Shavuos. But a Neder, it's a Neder. But a Shavuah, it's not a Shavuah, but there is still a Chiv Malkus for making such a Shavuah. The Mishnah continues, Chaimim the Darm B'Shavuos, Ketzad. And as we learned, the Mishnah is teaching us that a Shavuah, Levatalas a Mitzvah, is not valid. A Neder, Levatalas a Shavuah, is valid. Says the Gemara, what is the pasuk that teaches us this halacha? Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Masni, Amar Rav Gidla Marav. Rav Kahana said that this was said by Rav Gidla Marav. Rav Tavyumi Masni, that this was said by Rav Gidla Mishmul. Menayin Sheinishbon Lavala Mitzvahs. From where we know that a shvua, that to violate a mitzvah is not effective. Tamalem la yachl dvaroi. Dvara la yachl. A person cannot desecrate a word that he meant, a shvu that he meant regarding his own personal items. Avo mechul chefte shemayim. He can desecrate a shvu that is to transgress a mitzvah of Hashem. Says the Gemara that this pasuk also refers to nedarim. So maishna neder. Why neder do we say that if somebody makes a neder levatal as a mitzvah that it's effective? Because we said, Tiksiv ish kiyida neder l'Hashem lo yachil dvaray. So says the Gemara, Shvua nami haksiv oya shvua v'shvua l'Hashem lo yachil dvaray. So just like the pasuk says, yida neder l'Hashem, and we learn that even a neder that desecrates the word of Hashem is a valid neder, we should learn from ishav v'shvua l'Hashem that a shvua to transgress the word of Hashem, a shvua to transgress a mitzvah should be a valid shvua. Amr Abaya, says Abaya, as follows. Hod Amr Hanas Sukkah Alai. If, when somebody makes a nether, as we learned he says, he makes a nether that he's not allowed to benefit from a sukkah. So the subject of his nether is the sukkah. Hod Amr Shvuah, because it's in a Cheftza, as we've been learning. By Shvuah, on the other hand, he says, Shvuah Shloi Enem in a sukkah. I may not sit in a sukkah. So the nether, which targets the object, so it doesn't contradict the mitzvah. It just says I'm not allowed to have benefit from a sukkah, but that doesn't target that I'm saying I'm not allowed to do a mitzvah, and therefore it's not considered levatal as a mitzvah, and it's a valid neder. A shvua speaks to the person. I will not sit in a sukkah, but I have an obligation to sit in the sukkah, and therefore since I have a prior obligation to sit on the sukkah, amushba va'oimid mihar Sinai, as the Rishonim say, I cannot make a shvua to violate the Var Hashem. Ask the Gemara, if somebody made a neder that he will not benefit from a sukkah, why shouldn't he be allowed to sit on the sukkah? Amar Rava v'chi mitzvahs lehenes nitnu. When somebody sits in the sukkah, is he sitting there for pleasure? He's sitting there because he's being mekayim the mitzvah. So when he's sitting in the sukkah, he's not violating his neder that said he will not benefit from the sukkah. So why, even if the person made a neder that he may not benefit from a sukkah, may he not sit in the sukkah? Elam Rava, says Rava. This is the way Duran explains what Rava says. Yes, if all the person said was that he will not benefit from the sukkah, he would be allowed to sit in the sukkah. But here what the person said was, Hadam Yeshiva sukkah alai. If the person said, I'm not allowed to sit in the sukkah, he didn't just speak about benefiting. Benefiting, sitting in the sukkah for the mitzvah is not called a benefit. On the other hand, if he said that I'm not allowed to sit in the sukkah, that's the way he said his nether, then he would not be allowed to sit in the sukkah, even when it's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. For hold on, a shvu shloyesh in the sukkah. But if somebody made a shvu that I will not sit in the sukkah, since it's a shvu to violate what it says in the Torah, he's Muslim of Oymed, that he already has a prior obligation to fulfill the mitzvahs, and that's why the Shavuah is not effective. Duran points out that actually this terminology of Yeshiva Sukkah Lai is not really the proper wording of a neder, because he's speaking about something that he has to do. And as we've been learning, a neder is not an Issa Gavra, a neder is a Cheftza. So the Ran says really what he said was koinim sukkah li yeshivasa. He just says that the Gemara doesn't focus on the proper terminology of the nether, because that's not the point of our Gemara. The point of our Gemara is to point out the differences between a nether and a shvuah. However, the Ran does quote Tosis that says when somebody says yeshiva sukkah lai, it's a full-fledged nether, because the sukkah, as long as he's mentioning an object, he's mentioning an item, he's mentioning the sukkah, so it's considered an esachefza, and it's a valid nether. Ask the Mefarshim, based on what we discussed at the end of the previous year. The Ran tells us that any mitzvah from which a person has pleasure, we don't apply the concept of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitno. So ask the Mefarshim, our Gemara is saying that if all the person said in his nether was that I will not benefit from the sukkah, so the Gemara asks, sitting in the sukkah for the mitzvah is not called a benefit, because he's doing it for the mitzvah. And mitzvahs lav lehenes nitno. But didn't the Ran tell us, ask the Mefarshim, that any physical pleasure that a person accrues in doing a mitzvah is considered a pleasure? So the Rishash answers that, and therefore here by him sitting in the sukkah, he has pleasure, he's sitting in the shade of the sukkah, and therefore it should be considered benefit. And therefore, according to the Ran's understanding, even if he just made a nether that he won't benefit from the sukkah, he should not be allowed to sit in the sukkah. So the Rishash answers that sitting in the sukkah for the shade is not really considered benefit. There are better ways to get shade. Sit in your house with air conditioning. That's better pleasure. Now, therefore, if somebody's sitting in the sukkah, it's only l'shem mitzvah. And therefore, if all he said is that I won't benefit from the sukkah, it's not a violation of his nether. However, the Oinig Yontif says a very bechiddush. The Oinig Yontif says that although we said that mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, and although the Ran explained that if a person does have physical pleasure from a mitzvah, it's certainly considered a pleasure, he says there are certain mitzvahs that the entire mitzvah is a mitzvah hanor. Such a mitzvah, the hanor is considered the key mitzvah. So therefore, says the Ran, when do we say that when somebody has physical pleasure, we don't apply the concept of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu? That's when the pleasure is only a side pleasure. It's not the entire mitzvah. For example, the example we gave in the previous year. If somebody made a nether that he won't go to the pool, so the halach is, in the summer he may not go to the mikvah, to the cold mikvah, in the winter he will be allowed to go. Why? Because having pleasure from the pool, from the mikvah, is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tefillah. But by sukkah, where the Torah says teishvu kein tedura, the mitzvah calls for hanor. That is the mitzvah. And therefore, if we say mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, even though there is pleasure, that's still considered not a pleasure, because the mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, if that defines the mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara had to rephrase that the nether was that he won't be allowed to sit in the sukkah, not just that he made a nether, that he's not allowed to benefit from the sukkah. The Mefarshim teach us that our Mishnah is teaching us how careful one has to be with his words. They say that's pshat, what the Torah says, lo yachel dvoroi. Yachel is from the word cholol. Chol means somebody found dead. Lo yachel dvoroi. The Torah teaches us the person should not kill his words. He should watch his words, that they should be protected properly. The Mefarshim also point out that our Gemara drew a distinction between a shvuah and a nether, that a nether levatalis a mitzvah is valid, a shvuah levatalis a mitzvah is not valid. And they say that's what the pasuk says, ish kiyid ad nether l'ashem, o yishav shvuah lesser Yisrael nafshoi lo yachel dvorai. And the question the Mefarshim asks is, why didn't the pasuk say ish kiyid ad nether, o yishav shvuah l'ashem lo yachel dvorai? The Mefarshim say, based on our Gemara, it's very understandable. Because only by a nether, levatel as a mitzvah, is the nether effective. Not by a shvuah. That's why the pasuk says, yidah nether, even if it's a nether l'Hashem, even if it's a nether to transgress what Hashem says. A shvua, the pasuk only says he shava a shvua. It doesn't say l'Hashem, because indeed a shvua to violate a mitzvah, levatal a mitzvah, will not be effective.